The Labor leader Kevin Rudd chose this afternoon in North Queensland to unveil a major policy on the environment. If Labor were to win the election, 20% of all electricity would have to come from renewable sources like solar or wind by the year 2020. It's opened up a difference with the coalition in the electorally important area of climate change, with the coalition committed to the equivalent of a 15% target by 2020. Labor will be hoping it'll overshadow contradictory statements from its environment spokesman, Peter Garrett, over what to succeed the Kyoto Agreement and what Labor would do about it. Peter Donald is travelling with Mr. Rudd and filed this report from Townsville.
This morning, it seemed a promise for roads funding would be Kevin Rudd's main announcement for the day.
Hello, Kevin.
Good to see you again,
mate. Yeah.
Good to see you again, mate.
Good, speeding up the road instead.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself? Still alive, I say. That's good.
Labor took its media bus to an already funded bypass near Townsville to provide the backdrop it wanted to announce $2.2 billion to upgrade roads in North Queensland. It was Me Tooism Plus, matching what the coalition has already promised and adding a bit more. Few were expecting another more significant national announcement this afternoon.
Second thing I'd like to touch on today is climate change and renewable energy. And I'd like to make a major policy announcement today.
Kevin Rudd unveiled one of the big outstanding environment policies expected in this campaign.
If Labor is elected to form the next government of Australia, the renewable energy target for Australia will be lifted to 20% by the year 2020. We believe this is necessary to protect jobs into the future and also to protect our environment into the future.
Mr. Rudd says modelling has found the impact for consumers would be negligible, adding an extra $10 a year per person to the power bill. And he says it will create a new, vibrant, clean energy industry in Australia, producing power from the sun, the wind and heat underground. It also means Labor has outbid the coalition, with its target that it says would amount to 15% of energy to come from renewable sources by 2020. Kevin Rudd stood side by side with his environment spokesman, Peter Garrett.
Today, Rudd Labor says we are fair dinkum about climate change and we are producing a fair dinkum renewable energy target.
It's been an embarrassing time for Mr. Garrett, who's been forced to back down on his comments yesterday about the next big climate change agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol. Yesterday, he said Australia should sign up for a post-2012 pact, even if developing countries like India and China don't. Now, he and his leader, Kevin Rudd, are clarifying that.
What Peter and I have made absolutely clear is that we would need to see clear-cut commitments from the major emitters from the developing world for us to become party to that agreement.
That is the point that I was making when I spoke earlier to the Financial Review was a very straightforward one, and it was this. Australia must be part of the negotiating solution. The timelines and the processes that apply to that negotiation will vary unquestionably. But unless we sit down and commit ourselves to that negotiation, unless we ratify the protocol, how can we be a part of the solution?
It didn't stop the Prime Minister trying to make the most of policy confusion in Labor ranks.
I've got to say that the most unbelievable capitulation of this election campaign so far is that Mr. Rudd now agrees with me on climate change. I don't agree with Mr. Rudd, he has agreed with me.
The Prime Minister ending that report from Peter Donald.